Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
It's one of the most vicious radio injuries that just happened right before the show. You witnessed it.
Yeah, you just poked yourself in the eye.
You got a good look at it too, Chase, didn't you? I tried to open my the headsets, which are, you know, not neatly wound, which should be surprising to
no one. I'm stunned.
And it recoiled right to my eyeball.
Right in the eye?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I can still see.
Do you have vision in
my
eye?
I might have to see Dr. Lynn over there and see what's going on.
We need to go see Dr. Lynn.
Yeah.
Right.
I know why. Yeah. I know why. I know exactly why. I know that look in your eyes.
What's going on, Dr.
You know,
Lynn?
If I had sunglasses on, there wouldn't even be a problem.
Exactly. If you had those sunglasses, if you had those Ray-Bans over there from Lynn Family Vision.
Dr. Lynn's going to have something good, Pat Kelsey. Don't y'all worry. You don't think his mind's churning over there? But that was unbelievable.
Yeah. And what's the worst? Having a hurt back, hurt ear, or hurt eye?
I haven't really had a hurt eye.
Like an injured eye? You've never had, like, scratched a cornea?
Well, no.
That's the worst.
I
hate that.
Well, that's a funny story in college. There, intramural football, I'm playing. And there was this guy who was just really, he was big, but he was clumsy.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I was rushing the passer, you know.
Big pass rusher.
Well, but actually, when you can't, like, block the way you want to, I actually was
decent
pretty
at
good because,
okay.
I'm going against a big guy. I can get around him pretty fast. If I was
gotcha.
Anything, I was fast.
He couldn't put his hands on you. Yeah.
Right. And his elbow caught me dead in the eye.
Ooh.
And I referred to the guy, like, we were voting one year on, like, I don't know, whatever the all intramural team is, you know. And then somebody put his name up. I'm like, that guy can't be on it. He doesn't even have a sack. He doesn't even have a hurry. So I referred to him as not a hurry.
Not a hurry.
Not a hurry. And not a hurry accidentally with his big old clumsy elbow caught my eye. Old not a hurry.
Oh, that's really funny. That's
so
really funny.
That was the nickname. So, I don't know. That sounds like a good V-show question.
That is. There were lots of polls on the V-show yesterday.
That means not much prep.
I'm like, there's a lot of football stuff going on. There's a lot of basketball stuff going on. The Derby's right around the corner. And, of course, they did polls about none of that. So, makes a lot of sense.
On brand.
Yeah, on brand.
On brand.
There's
yeah.
a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
The V-show didn't talk about any of it.
The more polls, the less prep.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a direct correlation. The more polls, the less prep.
Right.
By the way, what kind of cereal do you like at night? You know, it's
at
like
night?
Enough cereal questions, Nick. You've covered the cereal brand more than Kellogg's has, all right? You know, you've done it enough.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think they did do, like, tooth pain versus other kind of pain, like the other
day.
They literally did that, because when you said that, I was like, either you heard it and blacked out like yesterday, or...
No, I didn't hear it. I just saw the tweets go up on the V-show, you know, like, mm-hmm. on Nick's Twitter account. I only saw that, and I was like, of course that's what they're talking about over there on the V-show.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course.
They're in their own little world. I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and you're having injuries. How do you... So, L is 19 months old.
When are we going to stop counting months?
I don't know. Do you do it at two? I don't know.
I think
you're
almost there.
20?
I think you say she's almost two now.
She's almost... Well, she's... Okay.
She's
almost
okay,
two.
She's one and a half.
She's one and a half.
Yes.
Yeah. And right now, she's... I don't know how to stop her from hurting herself. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
no, this is that stage. Oh yeah,
it's like unbelievable. Like last night, she was so happy. She's running around the backyard, fell, skinned her knee, hit her head, and it was like I felt like a total failure. Oh, but I'm like, I can't chase
this
her around
what they
all the time.
Like, see, you've never had this stage. Yeah, this is when you cover up all the right angles in your house with pads and stuff.
Oh my
and, oh yeah,
God,
yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, this, yes,
it is unbelievable.
So funny.
I'm like, I have, you don't understand my anxiety when I'm home.
Yes, every parent does. It's had a kid that's
really
starting to walk and can't quite control themselves. And oh, crap. They're
my
not pet rocks anymore.
Through the freaking roof when I'm at my house and she's awake. I like can't wait for her to go to bed so the anxiety can go down.
Yes. you got probably 6 months to a year of this, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe not a year. You probably got 6 months because they're getting freedom. They can walk. And it's
well,
like,
she loves it, but then she hurts herself all the time.
Yes. That's what they do. It's not your fault. It doesn't make you a bad parent.
I feel terrible.
Cover up the right angles with those pads. That's
what
I remember.
Can I pad my entire back patio with of concrete? Can I get a pad for that whole thing?
I mean, I'm sure they sell it.
God.
I'm sure they do.
As someone with 25 cousins, I've seen the stages, exactly what you're going through.
God, how many cousins?
And then they have their second one, and then their third one. And then by the fourth kid, they're just like, he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah. Well, so it's Ashley's third child. It's my, you know,
she's probably like, whatever.
Yeah, but I came in the picture. They had all their coordination down.
They passed the physical.
Yeah, they passed the physical, which, you know, but anyway, I know people don't necessarily want to hear about my kids.
But it relates to our audience because it's like me, I'm remembering that stage with Max.
Yeah.
Others are in that stage. And others are getting ready to be in that stage.
Because you would think that your anxiety would be higher when you're at work or when you're like, you know, doing your day-to-day.
No.
When you get home, you're relaxing. It's the opposite for me right now.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I got to be at work because I know if I go home, I'm going to have this crazy anxiety because I'm going to watch her get hurt.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insane. So I don't know how to really get through this.
Fences. Lots of fences.
Fences and padding. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But, and, and they'll all survive. They'll all survive.
She'll be okay.
Yeah, she'll fall down, she'll scrape her knee, she'll crash, she'll get up. It's fine.
Knocked her head pretty good.
It's why every second child is different than the first child. Because the first one, you're doing this. If you had a second one, they would not be like, she'd make it. Whatever.
Right.
You know, it'll be all right. So anyway, parental stories and everything else. That's what we have today. So we got John Bowl today.
Okay.
Had some Greg Galliette. We're going to talk about some bats. And then I guess we got to talk about the Pack the Rest story, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. And, you know, it's a story that I'm glad has been told.
Yep.
Because...
Well, people that don't know, you know, they may not have heard the Twitter space, which I think... I don't know. We have 250, 300. I don't know. I got to get back to doing it consistently, you know, to have that audience. But basically, told the story last night of, you know... You hear it all. You heard all this stuff last week.
There's a lot happening
with the checks are bouncing, which was a so poorly mismanaged misinformation campaign. You could see right through it.
Yeah. Florida State really wanted that to be true.
I don't know. I don't know who it was. Florida State may want it to be true, but I don't think they were the ones necessarily behind the attempted coup of the locker room, if you will, is what I would call it, or at least the attempted poisoning of the locker room. And you had a number of players that had transferred in the spring that were saying that we're going to the current players and going, hey, you're only getting that? Well, they're getting me more, and they're getting us more. And they were lying.
Yeah.
They were lying about what they were getting to the point where some of the current guys had to see some proof that they were lying. And they were lying.
Right.
And Jeff Brom became aware of several of the people involved in this. And, you know Jeff Brom a little bit. I think he reacted to that. That's the wrong Marine to F with. There's the scene at the end of A Few Good Men. You F with the wrong Marine.
Right.
These guys F'd with the wrong Marine.
Yes, they did.
Jeff personally packed their S and left it blank and called the representative. I don't even want to call these people agents for those select players and said, you got anybody else? Because they gone too.
Yeah.
Well, they can pack. I'll pack their S too. And then to put a bow on it. I wasn't at spring game. It was down thanks to you, to the Kenny Chesney No Shoes Radio
Blue Chair
broadcast.
Bay over
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely, in Blue Chair Bay. Apparently, they were, before the spring game, were running, gassers, gaslights,
whatever.
They were getting worn out to the point of like, what's going on here? And said some down, says, look, we won last year because we were a team. And this is going to be a team, and we're not going to be individuals. And if you want to be one of those individuals, you can go with them.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, that's how you have to handle it. You got to have a strong-willed coach be able to stand up and say, F y'all.
Yeah. There's a massive value to having a healthy locker room. And I think you saw it last year. We talked about it. Brian Hudson plays through stuff.
It's not a value. It's a necessity.
It is. Because, and on one hand, when you deal with football, you got 85 guys, you're going to have to deal with some level of aggravation. It's just the way it is. But the part of the story that was told to me that you didn't tell that I like the most is that.
Better than pack your bleep. No, well, the image of the football coach packing their stuff and putting it out. But go ahead, one-up me.
What's not a one-up? It's an addition to the story.
Okay.
Is that in addition to that, you know where they have their nameplate? That was replaced with future recruit.
Well, because I asked about that, because it says future cardinal sometimes on the...
future cardinal or whatever.
I don't understand that image, because I'm trying to understand this. So if...
So they have more lockers in there than they have players.
Okay.
And so when they have a recruit in there, they replace a nameplate up there with, like, you know, so like if a player moves on, that locker gets emptied, and they replace it with a future cardinal or future recruit or whatever. And so when they come in there, a lot of times what happens is, like, if you host Chase in for a thing, they'll go ahead and have that made up for him, and they'll have his locker
it's
all
really
set up
lit up is my understanding
it
right?
is lit up
yeah. But and he wanted the light to be extra clear that spot was available,
correct?
But either way,
right,
the image, just stand. This is one of the biggest badass images I could think of. He didn't send the equipment manager, he didn't send anybody else. Personally packed their stuff. You're not doing this to my team.
No.
Get your ass out of here.
You know, and
I mean, let's live in that for a moment.
He's protecting this program.
Live in that for a moment. That's my coach right there. I mean, that is...
He's protecting his program.
Yes.
And it's his program. He played in it. He's the first family of Louisville football.
You aren't messing this up for me. It's a long road to get here, and you jackasses think you're coming in for whatever school, going to come in for a spring,
correct,
try to mess in my locker room. Oh, no, no. You have picked the wrong individual to try to do that with.
And imagine paying 20-25% for terrible advice. You know, like awful advice.
Well,
And things like that. And then coming in here, soiling your reputation, the agent... I mean, there's more going
agent
on with that.
Is such a, they aren't agents. If you want, agents actually have to
representative
get certified.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's an insult to agents to say they're agents.
They're
representative.
Yeah, they're representative. Yeah. Their handler, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's ruining their reputation because these college coaches talk to other programs.
Absolutely.
And it's not as if you know, you're just going to show up here. You might get over. You might be able to show up and have a torn labrum and lie about your health status and stuff like that and get 4 months of NIL, but what are you going to do after that?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do after that? You know, and what's the agent or representative going to do?
I'm putting a ban on
after that, because I mean, is this school going to deal with them again?
Well, and I think though, with some of the kids, you got to say, okay, they're getting bad advice and give them a little grace.
Yeah.
But some of them, you go, no, you knew what you were doing. You knew exactly. Well, you knew what you were trying to do, and you thought you were going to do that with this guy, and this was the wrong dude to try and do it with, because he's got no hobbies. You're messing up the thing he loves in life more than anything else. This is what he does. He has said publicly he doesn't have hobbies. He loves football. And you're going to come in there and you think you're going to do that? I mean, Jeff could seem like a nice guy when he's sitting in here. You've seen him on the sidelines when a call goes against him. He'll rip your lungs out.
I mean, I remember asking him a question after the Pitt game, and we had lost.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I thought he was going to, like, kill me. And I don't think it was a...
What was your question?
It was just like one of the things that had gone wrong during the game. And you could tell that he was seething about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like he was going to, like, rip my head off.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't at me. It was about the topic. You know, like, he wanted to direct that back to his team. Like, yes, that was screwed up, whatever it was. Hated losing this game. And he's not going to have a season sunk, especially a season like this.
He's not going to have an attempted... coordinated effort of sabotage.
No.
And that's what that was. Let's pause for a minute. That was an attempted sabotage. And this is a locker room that is a healthy locker room. And you're going to try to come in and do that. And the dudes, and I think if you're a guy that's on the team that sees that and hears about that, you're like, I'm playing for the right guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me goes a long way.
And he alluded to it in the at the end of the spring game, his last question, the last question
oh, really?
That he answered. It was in a very long answer.
Can we find that?
Maybe 3.5 minutes. Now, he didn't talk about packing people's stuff up or anything like that, but he talked about how people want to be here, how it's really important, and you know there are players who might feel like they have better value somewhere else or they can get more. He goes, but ultimately, do you want to be here? And I really appreciated that answer. And you could tell that he really wanted to get it out there because, you know, he took so long to answer the question. You know, I mean, Jeff is
I want to get that. I was unaware of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you should hear the last.
Chase is looking for it right now.
It's like 3 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes.
Of course
minutes.
He's got it. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, while he looks for that, revolutionary stuff happening last night.
What?
Pat Kelsey met Chucky Hepburn at the airport. How about that? Met him at the airport. There were a group of fans that were there waiting for him. Yeah. And, but, you know, I mean, revolutionary stuff. I mean, it's
never happened.
Never seen it happen.
Wait a minute. He drove himself to the airport?
And was in the lobby at baggage to meet the player and greet him into town. I mean, he's got a multi-million dollar contract.
It's unheard of.
It's going to be greatly enhanced by getting this particular player. And he actually showed up there and did it himself. Whoa.
Yeah.
Revolutionary stuff.
Yeah. Dex says, make sure you hold your icy drink closer to the mic on the next spaces. Yeah. I need to get an ice sponsor. Let's see. All right. So this is what we got. Let's hear it.
In the different world that we're in, is the next couple of weeks for you going to be figuring out who's going to stay with you and be here and finding out what holes you have and if you need to bring more guys in?
Well, you know, that's the challenge right now, you know, in today's game. And, you know, you have to have that perfect balance where you want to do right by your players. You want them to have opportunities to play here or somewhere else. But you also have to, you know, somehow teach the ability to fight through adversity and understand that things don't happen overnight. And you know, you can't always get everything you want right away. You got to be able to work through things. So you got to have a good balance. You got to teach these guys that it's not always greener on the other side. And once you get in a game of switching things around, you know, I hope it works out, but it's just, I've been there. You know, I was an NFL player, and I can remember being with the 49ers, and we brought a new coach in, and I played a little bit, and, you know, I was a little angry that they brought in another quarterback, and I don't remember, I might have even asked for my release and went somewhere else, and I should have done that. You know, and that kind of started a chain of, man, God, I wish I just stuck it out. And maybe it would have worked out, maybe not. But I just think that you have to have that balance. You have to be willing to put the work in. I understand it's not going to happen overnight. Don't jump ship too early unless you just really feel that it's not a good match. But like I said, at the same time, I understand how it works. You know, we're going to have people that maybe aren't on the depth chart where they want right now that it's probably in their best interest to maybe to look around. We're going to have others that maybe we want to keep here, that we feel good about where they're going, but it's not happening fast enough, and they may choose to go somewhere else. So, you know, you got to continue to recruit just in case. There's a lot of movement and a lot of things shaking up, so that makes it challenging because it's been a busy week. It'll be an even busier week as we progress forward. But in the end, you want a group of guys to understand that, hey, it's time to start gelling as a team and doing your part and understanding that it's going to take everybody, you know, whether you're the star player or role player or somebody who just is maybe a half a year away, you still got to grind this thing out and play together and not get frustrated and try to compare all these things. You got to just stick to it. And I just think in the end, we want a team of guys that want to be here. They want to compete to be the best. They're going to stick together. They're going to play together and have some fun doing it. And if somebody doesn't fit, then we encourage them to try it somewhere else.
It's a nice way to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, he touched all around. He did it in the most Jeff Brom way possible.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be like, well, I got these guys and I packed up their stuff and, you know, their agent's messing with me and there was an attempt. He's not going to say all that.
Yeah.
But
it's an attempted sabotage is what it was. A failed attempted sabotage.
And it's funny how many people were aware of the story, but you're like, does Louisville want this out there? Like, you know, like I and there were a couple times I started to tweet something, but I didn't because I'm like, you know,
I'm just telling you, everybody I've run that story past has been like, that is a bad, that's my coach. Everybody I've talked to, there's no debate that story is that happened and that that it is a good thing. And that's what you have to, in this era where there's this the craziness going on behind the scenes with player wanting this, player wanting that, that you have to. You have to have a, first of all, you have to have a coach willing to do it. You've got to have a communication between your people who are giving you money and the people that are in charge. And you've got to have all that all together. Or you're going to have what happened at Texas A&M a few years ago where they went out and they bought the number one recruiting class in the country. And how'd that work out? They all freaking left.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was an unmitigated disaster. And I don't know if the left hand was talking to the right hand there. I don't pretend to know that. But I think what's going to go on here now is when you take when they take transfers, and transfers are part of the game. I mean, people can get mad about transfers or whatever. That is a part of the game. That when they do it, I think the profile is not going to be some dude who was at school A, then moved up to school B, and then school C and school D. No, it's going to be somebody who was, you know, all West Coast Conference or whatever, you know, all MAC. You know, I always go to the MAC for whatever reason for mid-majors. I don't know. All Conference USA, something like that for 2 to 3 years. They got a year left, maybe two, but a guy who's been a stable background and is going to, you know, that's where you're going to spend your money. You're not going to spend it on mercenaries. They're going to come in. And by the way, any of these mercenaries that don't play, I mean, you know, you mentioned it. I don't know how many of the, quote, contracts are written that what you're getting right now is an advance on your future name, image, correct, and likeness earnings. And if you don't actually earn those, you owe us that money back.
That's right. No, I mean, you know, the advance thing is huge. And because if you don't do it that way, and Jack Plummer does a commercial with Tom Drexler, mm-hmm, and Tom Drexler spends all that money producing the television spot and all that other
stuff. Well, hey, at least there you've actually done some work for the commercial.
But Tom Drexler has no value for that spot if you leave.
Well, I would argue differently in that right, circumstance, because you've produced a commercial. If it generated revenue, I'm talking about the guys just straight getting paid, which is 99% of them.
Yeah.
No, 99% of the football players. Right. You know, your average linebacker, where's their commercial? They're not doing that. Yeah. They're getting paid for play. And if you haven't played, which is presumably what NIL is, I really like the fact that they have written those that way.
Yeah.
And you go back for that. And by the way, those of you on the smear campaign, is that not damages? I don't know. Keith Pointer. Get Keith Pointer on the line.
I mean, yeah. Especially if you knowingly lied. Yeah. You know, and a few, if you can trace back to some of these bot accounts and some of these anonymous Twitter accounts, then yeah, I mean, go for it. But I do think that a lot of people can see through it. And that's really nice, you know, that people are like, BS. I call BS. I don't think that's correct. You know, you might have some idiots out there on Twitter that just want to follow it. And there's a lot of Ole Miss and Florida State fan accounts out there that really want it to be true. That they really want it to be true.
Sure. And I don't think that means they're in on it.
No, but I mean, just following the trail.
Well, and we would too. Right. We would too. If there were players at Florida State that were, hey, these guys might be available, we'd do the exact same
thing. Well, I've heard that Florida State has had trouble filling their NIL promises.
That's fair. I don't really care about it. To me, this is a story about you know, your strong-willed football coach that is going to...
It's awesome.
That is going to...
It's awesome. And you know what? Good for Jeff Brohm. You know, if you're a Louisville fan and you are a donor to the collective, you want... Well, your investment protected.
I think that's the number one reason. Yeah. I think it's one and one A. I mean, one, you know, you got this is Jeff's baby. Number two, you also know if you're going to go out there and you're asking people to raise money, the people that are given that money better know that some jackass isn't coming in for the spring, messing up the locker room and leaving, and that's where your money went.
Right.
Because then you won't be able to go back to those people. If that is, you know, one is a football reason, one is a money reason.
Right.
And the money, and they're kind of tethered together there. So you have to, you know, let people know who are spending the money. And that, you know, whether that's $1 million, whether that's $100,000, $10,000, $5,000, on down. Those people have to know that their money is not being wasted, because they're not really that comfortable doing it anyway, but they know that's the game and they know that's the way to support it. I don't think Rick Kieber wants to go and give $1 million to players necessarily, but he knows that's how you make this program great right now. Is it a great system? No, it's a terrible system right now, but it's the system. It's the only one we have. And anybody, almost Twitter space, almost cursed there. Anybody complaining about it?
Chase.
You know, being and moaning about it.
whining and crying.
Yeah, if you're whining and crying about it, then you're just going to get left behind. You know, it's like, I mean, Jeff Walls laid it out there yesterday. He thinks it's a terrible system. Of course it seems silly to ask, you know, your season ticket holders to pay for, you know, the players. But that's what we have. So you can complain about it. Or you can say, all right, I guess this is what we're going to do. This is the system we're going to deal with until they change.
Yeah.
That's it.
And, you know, I do think it will alter over time. I think it'll go more university in the end.
Sure.
But for right now, that's not where we are. And I do think that the collectives will always have a role because you'll always want to enhance certain players and be able to go and attract top-level guys. And I think it probably will end up being more top-level dudes.
So to recap, because I had a couple of texts going, I just missed the start of the story. Well, I mean, first of all, where were you? I mean, we start at 7:09 promptly, all right? 7:09 sharp. Actually, it's about 7:07 today, I think. I think it might have been kickoff time.
It's 7:07 because I had to had to get you through the front door.
You had to let me through the front door.
I guess you don't have your key card?
No, I have my wallet with me.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, I never carry my wallet. I've got the Apple wallet.
Oh, you just don't have your RFID card. Okay.
So, you had these group of guys that, were coming in saying, you know, oh, they're only paying you that. Oh, they're paying me more. Oh, they're paying me more. Trying to stir up the locker room, but also trying to get more money for everybody, thinking they're going to be heroes because they're getting everybody more money.
Right.
Everybody comes to find out about where this story came from, including Jeff Brom, and he personally packed their stuff. And then called the representative and said, got anybody else here? Because they can go too. I'll pack their S too.
As an addendum to the story as well, that one of the player representatives that we're talking about
this
here
is you. Okay.
Did go through the roster, probably called 20 of our players and said, you need to get more money. And there's a reason why, because he's getting 20-25%. And that's why the comparisons had to happen. That's why they were going and saying, he's saying that he's getting this. I need to know that.
Yeah.
And they walked in there. And so
if I'm getting 10, you know, and I've been here, and you come in saying, well, I'm getting 15.
Why am I not getting 15?
And that stirs it up. And then.
Correct.
And then, then those guys, I need to see proof. Then they show the guys proof. And then those guys, you know, are in no man's land.
Correct. And so it was a nasty deal. It was a really nasty deal. And, you know, and I love that Jeff Brom went up there.
And it's going on everywhere.
It's going on everywhere. This is not just happening here. Yeah. This is our specific story. But it's not different than what's happening at Georgia Tech or Miami or Alabama or wherever. You know, these representatives of these players, they don't care about
the program.
School.
Absolutely not.
They're trying to get their commission. And they are not in the business of long-term longevity of relationships. They don't care.
Let's go to Nate up next. Nate, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
What up, fellas?
Nate.
So the whole thing just kind of puts a bad taste in my mouth about this. Is this whole thing, I mean, I know it's pay per play, but it's supposed to be.
We're way past that. Well, don't even try to live in that world. Just save yourself any heartache.
That's what I just said. It's pay.
Yeah, it's pro sports, man.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like, let's just pretend, Benji is like, hey, I want to have this guy come and promote Benji's lawnmower, and you don't want a guy with a bad, I almost went Twitter space on us, with a bad character. You don't want a guy with a bad character promoting your business. And you don't want a guy on your billboard or on your commercial or anything else that's doing this crap. You know, and then I was upset at first to see the guy go, but now you see what happens. And like you said, you're like, hell yeah, that's my quarterback. You know, that's my coach.
Yeah.
With my quivering T.O. lip. That's my
so, yeah.
I hate to see you coming to this, but it's nice to know that Jeff can handle business.
Damn right. Let's get that story tells me that, this is going on everywhere, and you got to have, again, you got to be X's and O's. You got to know how to manage the current landscape, but you also got to still be the coach and have nobody ever question that.
See, you got Jeff, who's got enough old school in him to not coddle and put up with this crap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the world in general needs more of this. People come and complain with dumb stuff. You need to be able to tell somebody, hey, that's stupid. We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need more Jeff Brohm in corporate America, in coaching across the country, just in general everywhere. We need more Jeff Brohm.
I agree.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I mean, the leverage that you think that you have is not the same as what you actually have.
And yes,
if you're a player that you are going into your last year of college, right, and NFL scouts are looking at you hard, you know, because you're a productive player, you probably have the right size and everything like that, and tonight's the draft, then the worst possible thing you can do is to create an off-the-field stir for yourself, especially in regards to money.
Yes.
Because they're going to have to deal with you the next year, if they want to get involved with you. Now you screwed yourself.
Yeah,
you did, and it's like when Satterfield like tried to blame Jimmy Sexton for the South Carolina thing. No, you're responsible.
Right,
you're responsible for your representation. Yeah. You hired.
You chose them.
You chose them,
so they are your proxy. So you can't just say, "Oh, I had no idea."
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, so
that might guy.
They may have gone out and acted rogue, whatever, but you got to come back hat in hand, apologize, terminate your representation.
Yeah.
And then
because,
move forward.
I mean, on some level they are, you know, 20 somethings, but if they're doing this stuff, they know that's not right.
Yeah, they know they're not
right. If you're trying to tell other people in the locker room, if you're intentionally lying, that's a concept you grasp real early. Right around when L's walking right now, here in about a few years, the first lie is not going to go over well.
Oh, boy. Oh, the first lie is going to break the heart.
And so by the time you're 20, you know, 20 whatever, it's a pretty basic concept. So I don't know. Chase, why don't you jump in here on this.
I really love the answer from the spring game. I love how you brought it back to his NFL career. Because, I mean, it's pro.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest. And he said he wished he stuck it out. I think that, as a, you know, coming from someone who was recently a player and is now trying to coach, relating it back to your own situation is something that gets through the players.
Well, you come from really a family of coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
If you bring up your own experience, it's something that, you know, you should listen. He knows what he's talking about. Obviously, he's been there. He's done the same thing. He's regretted it.
Yeah,
that
and I don't know where Penny Boone goes. I mean, we're talking about Penny
Boone.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know the specific names. So that's the part. I don't know the specific names, and I don't have that cold. So I'm not sure.
No, I know. I was just talking about him specifically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, where does he go? Because, like I said yesterday, I don't know how he gets. I know he tried to go to Washington, and he was not able to get in there. And talking about Kentucky, Georgia's not a reality for him. And so UK, like, can he get into school there?
Or maybe
they barely got into school here.
Can he take less money and stay here? I don't know what the appetite is.
I don't know the answer.
Let's get another call in here. Steve, welcome in. Good morning. Ninth round. Well, got lingoed. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. And we'll let you hop on the line here. Get some text here in just a little bit. As we roll along here this morning. Hey, Edlin, if you're thinking about listing your home right now, and spring's generally a good time to do that, especially after Derby time. Put them on your mind. Edlin.com. Watch you do that. Well, if you like your money, you should talk to Edlin. I mean, you're going to get do you like your money, Mark?
I do like my
money. Yeah, you like to keep more of your money?
I like to keep as much of it as possible.
Work hard for that equity in your home. You don't want to give 3% to a real estate. Less than, jeez.
Does Edlin, do they help with finding a rental house too?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Not part of the pitch here. Part of the pitch is that they're gonna. I'll give you Phil Moffitt's number.
While you're clearing your throat, I thought I'd ask you a
question that it would not be part of the marketing plan. Sure, go ahead. Good job. So Edlin.com, they're gonna charge you 1% instead of 3% as the selling agent, and they're gonna recommend you pay the buyer's agent 2.5%. So that's 2.5% coming your way because you've earned it. And so that $300,000 house, that's $7,500 more at closing that is going to be in your pocket because you earned it. So it's Edlin.com. They're going to give you full service, too. It's not some, you know, listed for $500 on the MLS and see you later. No, it's everything they've always done. They just understand how the buyers are doing a lot of the work themselves. So check them out, Edlin.com, Edlin.com, and tell me you're talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, you should probably leave. 'Cause I know you, and you know me.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's just great. That's Chase on it right there.
Oh, Chase.
That is on it right there.
You should probably leave.
Oh, man.
Future Cardinal.
The king of the bumper music right there. Chase Schultz, that is just absolutely fantastic. We've got plenty coming up. We got the Derby next week. By the way, we'll be out there starting Monday next week out on the backside, Churchill Downs. So excited for this. Looking forward to that. We got... You know what we'll do back there, you know, every week. Every, you know,
more credential pickup starts today.
Yes, everybody can relate to that, right?
Yes. Let's go.
Anyway. We're having this good time, and you're like, credential pickup. It's like the Yellow Pages are here.
It's Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Man, that's like, you know, you're like a song off the new album when you do that. You know, that's like playing a song off the new album right
there. Just because I toured Churchill yesterday and I saw the new paddock and it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
People are going to go crazy for it. It really is awesome. And just walking through there just got me pumped up.
Yeah. Greg Galliott, do you want to celebrate Credential Day with Mark Blankenbaker as well?
No, I don't. But I do want to clear up some business here. I think I'd... Basically, we want to take unofficial ownership a little bit. One, basically making you Mr. Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and now, really the birth of you becoming Mr. NIL kind of took place in my office back on opening day morning. So
you're right.
You're the one.
So I think, you know, I need to get a little credit here for all the stuff that's been going on in your life lately.
I think you're right. Greg Galliott, we're sitting there in his office. We both get a text from an odd number, and it turns out it was Pat Kelsey. you know, that's when it started. So you're right. But bottom line is, good things happen when you come to the stadium.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going so far here that next week I'm going to be taking a page from the Drew Diener playbook. And I'm going to jump on a plane, head to Jacksonville, Florida, and go to the Luke Combs concert on Oak Night.
All right.
Let us know if you run into Dabo Swinney down there.
I don't think I can bond as well with Dabo as you did. So
yeah, that was a funny one, man. I mean, it's just like you realize what
it'll be my luck. I'll run into Nick Saban being on retirement.
Well, he's a retired one though, so maybe he'll be in a better mood. So he'll stop saying so. Quit asking. You know, probably stop doing that.
That's exactly right.
You guys had the education day yesterday, I think. So it's always great because you can hear the crowd.
7,000 screaming school kids in the ballpark, mm-hmm. and. We won 2-1 in a very quick game, which I really could have used Tuesday night as rain was approaching and settled into our ballpark in the fourth inning. Instead, we decided to play a 14-9 game on Tuesday night in a nice, slow, steady rain throughout the night. So we're on a two-game winning streak. We're only 3.5 games out of first place. We're a game under 500. And tonight, one of our favorite nights is obviously $2 beer night, but we're going to combine that with another favorite night, which is dog night tonight. So you can bring your dog to the ballpark tonight and also have $2 12-ounce can Miller Lite and Coors Light for the first 3 hours that the gates are open. So with this beautiful weather, I mean, we should have a really nice crowd tonight at the ballpark.
Yeah, I can't imagine you get much better weather than this. So what do we got going on this weekend? I know we got some fireworks. We got a lot to discuss.
Yep. We do. Friday night, Margarita Madness, so $6 margaritas made with number one tequila will be the primary feature tomorrow night. Saturday night, Drew, is huge. It's Star Wars night, and we're going to be giving away to the first 2,000 fans lighted space swords. We're encouraging fans to wear their favorite Star Wars costumes to the ballpark. We'll have a big costume contest. Of course, we'll have 25 to 40 movie-quality Star Wars costume characters roaming the ballpark for fans to take photos with. We're going to have a big fireworks show after the game with our friends from Forvis. And on Saturday night, $4 craft beer in 12-ounce cans, and also $4 6-ounce wine pours from our friends at Cupcake Vineyards. on Saturday night. So Saturday night, chock full of all kinds of fun stuff. And then we'll close out the homestand with an afternoon game at 1:05 on Sunday afternoon. Kids' Day, of course, each and every Sunday. So the free kids' meal, kids run the bases. We'll have the giant kids' inflatables set up for kids to bounce on and play on. So hopefully we can continue to win and close out this homestand on a high note and get back out on the road while Derby takes place next week.
So you skip down for Derby? You just get that kind of dodge?
It's almost mandatory by Major League Baseball because they know there's no way they could find enough hotel rooms probably within 60 to 70 miles for 45 to 50 hotel rooms for a team that's required. So we always try to make it a habit to be gone during Derby week. And it was kind of odd last week to have Thunder without a baseball game, first time ever at Slugger Field. But we had a fun day. We had over 7,000 folks and the Crashers and J.D. Shelburne and his band. And the Juice Box Heroes did a fabulous job entertaining everybody. And, of course, the vantage point from there was fabulous. So it was a very successful event, and we just keep rolling along.
Greg Elliott with us here with the bats. And, of course, every Tuesday, if they use the code – my code, they can get some money off.
Diener ESPN will get you $2 off an adult reserve ticket, and that's each and every Tuesday. And again, just put a promo code Diener ESPN, no space in between the two words, and that'll get you $2 off a reserve ticket. And it's just our way of saying thank you back to Drew Diener and our folks over at ESPN for all the great support they give us during the course of the season.
I tried to get Mr. Baseball, but that was taken, apparently. I don't know.
It was a little long for a promo.
Yeah, it's a little long, but you know how it goes. So,
Coach Kelsey, if you're listening, you know, if you want to bring a couple of these prospects that are in town today, bring them over to the ballpark tonight. Give them a little taste of what Louisville's about during the spring and summer.
All that good karma, it's right there at the ballpark. So we got it all over there. And I know people will be, I mean, it's not an official, you know, bats event, but is the start of the mini, is it still near down by the stadium, or where is it? I know it runs past it at some point, at least, I'm guessing.
What's that now?
The mini marathon on Saturday, didn't it start somewhere?
Yeah, it's going to be rolling right past us and actually finishing up over at Lynn Stadium. So Saturday morning and early Saturday and afternoon is going to be very busy. And then we've been watching the trifecta, I guess you would call it a mini arena, go up next door to us over there in that Preston Street parking lot. So that mini structure has been growing, and it looks like they're going to have a fun time in there on Oaks Night with the concert will take place in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So. Greg, as a baseball guy, you're also a weather guy. When is too early?
No, when's the proper time to do it?
When's the proper time to begin checking the forecast for the Kentucky Derby or a specific date? How many days ahead is it safe to start looking?
I normally look ahead at a homestand usually 2 or 3 days in advance. So over a weekend when we start on a Tuesday, I'll be starting to look on Friday or Saturday to kind of see what's going to be involved. And then unfortunately on Tuesday, I kind of lived on my radar and also in my communications with our friends over at WDRB. And I jokingly said to my wife that I talk more to Mark Weinberg and June Redfield than I do to her, it seems like, during a lot of these days. So we've been very fortunate. We've only lost one game to rain so far this year, and it's been a very wet April. So it looks like the forecast for the track next week looks great. I'm going to be out there both Wednesday and Thursday before I head to Jacksonville. So I'm looking forward to some great weather and hopefully some lucky betting. I'm not the biggest horse guy, so I'll bring my usual amount to donate to the track, but I'm looking forward to having a great time.
No, it should be great. All right, Greg, well, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
There you go, Greg Elliott there with the bats. So.
Hotel, what do you think rate at the Seal Box is?
Right now? Gosh. 4,000 with a 3-night minimum.
So 1,200.
Oh.
And that's for 4 nights. So no, 1,200 each night.
Yeah.
So five grand
total.
5 grand. Let's see, Hilton Garden Inn at the airport?
900.
1,100.
I always love these. Like, go to, like, a Motel 6 or, like, whatever.
Oh, Motel 6.
I mean, or no, just whatever, like, you know, what you would think would be a cheap.
Well, I'm on Hilton's website, so.
Oh, well, of course. God forbid you'd be on Expedia.
The Embassy Suites at the Hilton East End of Louisville, you know, where, like, the UPS. By your house. By your house. The Embassy Suites that's over there by your house.
Oh, yeah, Hirschburg, yeah.
$5,600 a night.
The Embassy Suites.
$5,600 a night. Swear to God. Look at that. $5,600 a night. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're never allowed to complain when we go out of town about price gouging. We freaking invented it.
I know. Okay. And I was in that Woodford Reserve Club last night, or yesterday, the Paddock Club. That thing is
they're all going to be
outrageously good. And I think it's like 10 grand, 10, 12
yeah,
grand.
Embassy Suites is just a little out of control because I'm looking at like next. This is actually not as bad as I thought here. I mean, like, you know, if you went like Thursday to Sunday, I'm just looking. There was one here that was like, I mean, Hotel Louisville's, whatever that is, $200 a night.
Hotel Louisville, you do not want to stay
in. There. Okay, all right, never mind.
No.
Never mind. Oh yeah. Never mind.
You do not want to stay there.
The Gold Vault Inn in Radcliffe is $141 a
night.
Are
you on Expedia?
Yeah.
I love that.
The Caesars Southern Indiana, that's $700 a night.
Is it really?
Gosh. What do you think the Galt House is going for?
You should know. $1,200 or $1,400?
Double that. $2,500.
Oh, they're almost done then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
$2,500 a night.
Yeah, I used to be involved in that process.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's why
but,
I asked that.
Typically, at this point in time, if they'd had any rooms left, it would be like $1,200. But if they're only down a couple rooms, it's going to go up.
How about the Econo Lodge downtown? This is what I was looking
for. The Econo Lodge downtown.
Where is the Econo Lodge?
It's the old Travel Lodge, and it's where that Papa John's was. Huh. There, and it's like across from the Omni.
Yes, okay, yes.
But it's sketch.
Absolutely.
But I'd say $550 a month.
$527, yeah. Okay. What is that going for tonight? That'd be amazing.
$70?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me...
$65, $70 bucks?
Let's see.
Maybe less?
I guess if I click on the hotel and change the dates,
they don't
do that. They don't do points. Yeah, let's check. They probably give me an hourly rate if I ask right now.
Yeah, probably. I need 3 hours.
It's 80. Yeah,
80.
It's 80.
Okay. More than it probably should be. Let's be honest.
Do one more of these. We go back to calls. Yeah. Hyatt Regency Downtown Louisville.
Okay. 13.
$1,700 a night.
Wow, gosh.
The Hyatt Regency.
What? I said, like, it's a good property.
Yes, but $1,700 a night? You didn't pay that in Maui.
No, I did not. Nope. I was in the presidential suite and did not pay that in Maui.
In Maui.
No.
Yeah, let me just look
and
at
no whales. The Hyatt Regency in Louisville without whales.
$241 tonight if you wanted it. You
yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
that makes
but
sense.
$1,700.
That's wild, man.
The Quality Inn in Brandenburg is 106. It's a ways, man. Is 162.
I guess, like, I know people stay out all the way out in French Lick. Like, they'll stay
in that's experience.
French Lick, because French Lick has, like, a shuttle service that they take. Yeah. They take, like, multiple buses in. And I don't think they get that much. I think they're probably like $500, $600, $700 a night, but full.
Yeah.
You know, totally full hotel.
The Seelbach rate you had was what?
$1,221.
Yeah, it's $1,600 on Expedia. You're right. Go through your thing.
Yeah.
The Best Western in Shelbyville is $240 a night. Let's see. The Hilton Garden Inn downtown Louisville.
$16.
It's only $1,000 a night.
Really? But, and that's with 8 up on the top of it and all that stuff? Huh.
Derby City Gaming, that is $1,500.
Wait, Derby City Gaming has over there on Popular Level.
Oh, I don't know which one.
Because the downtown location doesn't have a hotel.
Okay.
So how much is that?
$1,500.
Jeez. Why?
Derby Week.
But props to them, but I mean, it's Popular Level.
I want to sort this by the most expensive. How do we do that? For that recommend,
yeah.
High to low.
High to low. Who would be the highest?
Boy.
Is it the Omni? Would it be the Omni?
Well, this is someone trying to rent their house. This is smart. This is really smart.
They listed
luxurious.
On
Expedia? No, luxurious retreat, Kentucky Derby, and PGA.
Oh, so how many square feet is that?
Yeah,
the house?
Let's see. It's a great question, but they are asking a cool $21,500 for it.
Total stay
for both weeks, I guess. Yes, it's
okay.
It's a nice.
Somebody
home.
Might do it.
$21,000.
Do you get to move in your own furniture?
That's the only Tiger Woods does that to Chris Redd. let's see. I see a lot of these are houses. Stunning Highlands 5-bedroom, $10,000.
Okay.
$10,000.
5-bedroom, though. I mean, like, think about, like, what you get, like, at a hotel versus a house. You can stay with multiple couples. You know, you don't get points, though.
It's
no
interesting.
Points.
They you and your points. Some of these have it as Derby or PGA rental. This one's $5,000. Sleeps 10.
Mm. Are you thinking about renting out your house for the PGA?
No. Well, PGA.
PGA, you can get out of town.
I don't think it's quite the same. All right, let's get back. Let's get this Tom Fuller and Shenanigans back on track here. If you want to get in, 267-96, we'll go over a little bit, Chase, and get back to what we were talking about. But Tony is up next. Tony, we're reviewing expensive hotels. Good morning. Dave, Tony? Got lingoed again.
What's that mean? Lingo.
That's the name of the company that got sold down, sold on.
You're very upset about this. Yeah.
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 It worked during the coaching search.
It's going to.
You want to read the text line?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. It might get lingoed too. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I'll tell you what you should not do and who you should not deal with when you're switching phone services.
Right.
Learn my lesson.
Yeah.
Learn. It's bad. Lesson learned.
When you go to the phone, it should pick up.
Or if it's not there, it shouldn't say it's there.
Correct.
And then they say it's our fault.
It's our fault?
Apparently. That's how I heard it.
Wow. All right.
How do you think I handled that? I handled that one about like Jeff Brom handled that locker room. If I could throw the phones out into the street and have new ones in instantly and not be paying for two services for like 6 months over what you said we were going to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be it. Not Friends of Diener. NFOD.
NFOD
is where they would fall into. All right. We will continue along. 267-9680. Our number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680 is the number to hop on in. And we'll let you get your thoughts on a variety of these things. We'll get John Bull next hour as well. If you are someone who needs some work done on your roof, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. That's who I use to replace my entire roof. That's who will. I could see Jack handling a locker room like that.
Oh, yeah. I could too.
Yeah. Look, if you need just a few shingles, need a full roof replacement, if you have an insurance company that's not acting right, he'll go to bat for you. You can't win all the battles, but he will fight for you. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Online, carlinroofs.com, carlonroofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. And they have been doing this since 1984 with that family name on the business. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and they will, you know, again, 458-9898, whether it's your business, your residence, flat roof, commercially, they've got all that. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and tell me who's talking about them right here. All right, hour number two straight ahead, and we'll got plenty more to discuss.